Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Braden Gall live here at Kitchen Notes at the Nashville Omni Hotel downtown. The smell of biscuits and hot coffee wafting through the air. Derek's had his pancakes. I've had my omelet. We are ready to go with Terrence Arthur Chris Crispy joining us here on Morning Drive, brought to you, of course, by the Highland Group. Crispy, when you see a game where you do fight valiantly, you do battle hard in the third period, and you do collect a point on the road, there are positives. But you also shouldn't have been down 4-1 in the second period. So how do you balance as a coach the inconsistency of the game, but also recognizing, hey, you fought back, you deserve credit for that, and you collected a point out of the deal as well?
I got to be honest with you. As a coach, you take the point. You're happy. I shouldn't say happy. You're satisfied. You got a point of it when all looked lost, all looked like it was dark, and we're walking through the valley of the shadow of you-know-what. And then suddenly the boys put kicking into gear, the way they came back. And I got to tell you, I was sitting watching the game with a group of my grandchildren and children. And when Yossi made that coast-to-coast butter-toast rush and scored, they went nuts. they were hooting and hollering around there and going. And they felt that, okay, that's the emphasis they needed to get it. So I got to say, having watched the game, the whole thing, I'll take the point. The coaching staff got to be mystified, too, why we keep dropping. But you heard them, they've said it so long now, years here, we got to have better starts. We got to have good starts. We got to get out of the box. Every game you look around, we're down a goal, down two goals, fighting from behind. Our goaltenders are having to hold us in at crucial times of the game and doing it. But I'll take the point, and like I said, move on from there. But again, we still, it's at those little lackadaisical moments in the defensive zone that jump up and hurt us. We play well, then we make about two dozy bad passes or let the guy get away on us in front of the net, and bingo, we're chasing again.
Yeah, you're right, Crispy. Watching that game, it's and we talked about it earlier, it's just frustrating because you look at the talent on this team and try to figure out why these certain things are happening. This is not an undisciplined team. This is not a team that's, you know, for themselves. This is a team that they work together well, but they have these lapses, and it just gets frustrating. I know it's frustrating for the fans, but I know it's got to be frustrating at times for those inside that room, that how is it we are so talented, but yet still find ourselves in the same position, you know, every two or three games.
Yeah, and you know what? You just said the key word, talented. And then talent is wonderful. And I keep saying it's great to have talent, great to have skill. But it's got to work too. This talent and skill guys also have to work. They also have to pull their end of the rope and make sure we're all pulling on the same rope direction going forward. And I keep pointing back to all the teams that we've met, all the teams we're chasing right now in the playoffs, and most of the teams in our division. Take their top units. They're the cannons. They're the guns that night in and night out are firing. They're coming at you. They're making it all happen. And I think a lot of nights our support cast are the ones now that are pulling on that rope to get it happen. And that's good. And that's what you're looking for. But you still, when you're in a position we're in right now where we can't afford to give up any points. I mean, let's be honest about this. Still got a lot of hockey to play. Still good time to do what we have to do. But we got to make a statement right away and right away quick, and it's going to take everybody, not just two or three one night, then two or three another night, then a different two the next night. You got to have, like you just said, a whole team. And you said it, well, they're a good team. They know each other. They know they can work together. Then right from the get-go, they got to start doing that.
Crispy joining us here on Morning Drive, Derek Mason, Braden Gall. What is the key to playing great team defense in your own zone? Is it scheme? Is it athleticism? Is it IQ? I mean, I know it's all of that, but just sort of
it's determination. It's like if you're on the defensive line on a football, you got to, and they're in your red zone, and they got third and two to go. Your defense boss got to say, you guys ain't getting 1 foot. You're not getting a foot. We're going to smack you in the face. We're going to do what you're going to have to be forced to kick. We're going to take the ball. Offensive hockey is fun. Scoring goals is fun. You get after it. Defense is just determination and being smart. And I had an old curmudgeon I loved as my assistant coach, and he had a theory that every time you jumped at a guy who had the puck in your defensive zone, if he had the puck and you had three rule. You jumped to him as fast as you could. You finished the check. You didn't go looking for the puck. You wanted him. And if he passed off on you and passed it to somebody, you rode him. You didn't let him go. He didn't beat you out of the corner, off the sideboards. And I still say that our biggest problem is the slot area. That's where all the damage is being done. And how can you not have your head in a swivel? The most dangerous spot. Like if you're out skating on a lake and you're playing hockey, you know what you're looking for? The dark spot on the lake. That's the spot you don't go near. That's the danger spot. Well, in hockey, in our game, the slot area. And too many times I see we're not aware of the guys sneaking in the back door, sneaking down the middle of the slot, the late man coming going to the slot. If you left the guy in front of a passing guard that lets children cross the street to school safely, if you left the passing guard in that slot area all night long, you'd be way to the races. They wouldn't get those chances. And I think that's the one area right there that I'd like to see us clean up on and be stronger and better at it. And quit trying to steal the puck all the time. Take the body. I had a coach who told me a 6'2" guy is a lot bigger than a 3-inch puck. So you can get to the guy. You mightn't get to the puck, but you can get him. And don't let him get around you and get to the net.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, how impressed are you with, Jan Kroc and Grimaldi and Bonino, these guys that are carrying their end of the weight and really, playing extremely well at this point of the season?
I'm impressed. By my coaching hat, I love these guys. They come to play every night. You know, the guy I played the last night well was a Colin Blackwell and Big Trinine. He went to the body. Trinine Blackwell. He's a smart player. He's a feisty when he goes. And when you throw out your Arby's and your Grimaldi, and by that I mean throw them out on the ice, and this Blackwell kid too, and Jan Kroc and a couple, every shift, they're going to give everything they got. Everything they have, when they go back to that bench, they've left nothing. They're getting rested to do the same thing the next shift. That's a mindset. And I just wish that everybody, I know they don't, but I wish everybody could have that mindset.
Crispy joining us here on Morning Drive, Terrence Arthur Crisp, formerly his formal name there. Crispy, we had a little fun last week with you because you gave us some flow on the show that we don't normally get. And so my man and producer, executive producer, EP Marquise Munson, put a little track together for you. And since Roman Josi did go, in fact, coast to coast last night with an extraordinary goal, I would like you to hear this and get your feedback in real time on the work our producer Marquise Munson did. If you can listen to this and then give me your thoughts, here is the new track from Munson.
He's choking how? Everybody's choking now.
And then everybody's trying to go coast to coast like buttered toast, and not many can do it except Yosis.
The clock's run out. Time's up. Over.
Crispy, what do you think about that? Are you considering a second career in hip-hop?
I'm thinking about it right now. You know what? That's what I want. I think you want to get to the net, but your best bet to go straight and don't be late. When you get there, be mean. Now, dude, you know what it seems. Yeah, be, yeah.
That was...
We love you, Crispy.
That was exceptional, dude. That was exceptional. Crispy, I don't say another word. Don't even say goodbye. I'm just going to have you hang up the phone. Thank you so much. Have a great Christmas holiday, my friend.
Merry Christmas, Crispy.
That was tremendous. I hope we were rolling on that. I think we ruined it by laughing in the middle of it, or at least I did.
You definitely did.
I ruin everything. It's fine. It's.
That was awesome,
I'm
man.
Used to it by now.
That was awesome.
We might have to run that back.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Just have that in the rewind over and over and over again.
Oh, man, that was just awesome.
Oh, man. Whew. Good stuff there. A couple of Preds tickets we're going to give away in about 30 minutes or so, coming up about 9:15. So we'll give away some Preds tickets in the final hour. We also have that $100 gift card to a Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa. We're going to give away our final one. Big thanks to the wonderful folks at Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa for giving us all these gift cards. We can give away to all these people in this city that deserve a little pampering to treat yourself. Mm-hmm. And again, today at 1025_MD, at 1025_MD is a Twitter account. Tell us why someone in your life deserves to be treated and pampered for a day. You'll get that gift card. We'll give that away also in the final hour as well. Stick to sports when we come back right here on Morning Drive ESPN 1025 The Game.